underwriting requirements.
KVOE News Time 8:32, Newsmaker 2 time here today. And Haley Brinkman with SOS joining us here today to talk about the SOS Strong fundraising campaign.
Haley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right here so far. So SOS Strong steaming near the finish, I'm assuming, right now.
Yes. The fundraiser ends July 27th.
So we are officially a week out. How have things gone to this point?
They're going good. We aren't close to our goal this year. Our goal was 30,000, and we aren't near that quite yet. So really every little bit at this moment counts.
Well, how can we help out here? Let's go through the SOS premise and how this all works, Haley.
Yeah, so the men who have taken the pledge for SOS Strong, they've pledged to lead by example, not blame victims, be a positive upstander, not engage in violence, stand up for someone in need, and always use their voice and speak up for what is right.
It sounds like there have been a fair amount of not only just kind of general, reaching out, shaking hands, and face-to-face conversations here with our SOS strongmen, but also it sounds like there's, as have been the case really in the past few years, a number of different special community activities that have been underway, and some will continue here, or at least some will be on the schedule here the next week.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd like to say just all the men that have taken the pledge this year.
We sure.
have of them, and then I'd love to tell you the upcoming events that they have.
Please do.
Okay, so we have Alex Malzakowski, Basil Kessler, Brad Stewart, Chris Linebarger, Chris Schmidt, Corey Linton, Jake Scott, Jason Santangelo, Jim Lohmeyer, Mike Phillips, Michael Wilkerson, Mike Stubbs, Ryan Conley, Tegan Terhune, Taylor Surmeyer, and Tim Wacker. So those are our 16 men this year, and their goal is to raise at least $1,000 each. And we do actually have a matching donation from Community National Bank of $2,500 this year as well.
Nice. All right, so do we have some specific fundraising events coming up?
Yes. So tomorrow's the first one. Chris Linebarger he's the main cook at Doobie's. And Doobie's has agreed to donate 10% of all their proceeds sold tomorrow to SOS Strong in his name. And then on Saturday, we have Comedy for a Cause with Tegan Terhune putting that on. And that's at 8 o'clock at Union Street Social. It's $10 a person. And I believe you can call ahead and reserve a table for that.
Okay.
And then also on Saturday from 2 to 5 at the fire station number 2 on Industrial, Officer Wacker, Tegan, and Ryan are going to be doing a dunk tank.
pretty appropriate timing for that, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. It's a good one. And then this Sunday, Brad Stewart is putting on a two-person scramble golf tournament at 9 a.m. at the Emporia Country Club. That's $100 a team, and I believe you can still sign up for that.
Okay. So
two-person scramble. All right.
Sounds good. Well, Haley, is that pretty much the at least the upcoming schedule? I'm assuming we could wind up having some last-minute adds to that schedule here over the next 4 or 5 days.
Yes. There's definitely a possibility we could have some last-minute adds to that. And if you want to stay up to date on that, just go to our Facebook page. And I'm really good about posting all the different things that the guys have going on. So I would say that's the number one spot to go to figure anything like that out. And it also has how you can go and donate in your person's name online.
Okay. That's what we needed to know. If we can find a way to donate, that's the route we want to head. Well, Haley, great job this morning. Keep us posted.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
All right, have a great day. SOS Community Relations Director Haley Brinkman talking about the SOS Strong campaign. 16 gentlemen raising funds for a very worthy cause.
Absolutely. So soskansas.com/SOSStrong is where you need to go for that. Don't forget tomorrow's Newsmaker guest as we take a look here at the live and local calendar. We will be joined by Lyon County Public Health Emergency